Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I know it's ironic, but I live up in Blaine, and I'm pretty sure Paul Douglas is personally responsible for the lack of snow. I can't prove it, but I heard it on Facebook. What's Paul hiding? Paul Douglas? Who's that?
Why do you keep airing that guy? He's just really annoying. He's even more annoying than I am.
Oh, I don't know who that is. From Blaine, I guess. We got
sounds
a clue.
Sounds like
there.
A relative. Yeah, he sounds like a distant cousin, a cousin I'm no longer in touch
to
with.
You, not me.
Yeah. Hey, DJ.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Happy Tuesday, man.
Happy Tuesday. You're here in studio. It's weird. Studio. I haven't seen you in about 6 months.
Just you and me. Jorah was on 9 to noon. Mm-hmm. And Jorah will be back in studio tomorrow, along with the Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan. She's going to be joining us.
That's right.
In studio tomorrow.
In the flesh at 4:08 tomorrow.
4:08. And I just saw this, a bill to make daylight savings time permanent just passed the U.S. Senate by unanimous consent. It's called the Sunshine Protection Act. What the hell?
Really?
We need to protect the sun?
Okay.
The Sunshine Protection Act. What marketing moron thought of that one? Anyway, it's the whole idea is to make daylight saving time permanent. So it passed the Senate. Now it goes to the House. And assuming the House passes it, it goes to President Biden's desk. And the smart money is this is going to be a real thing. This is going to pass.
Yeah, it feels like we talk about this, you know, twice a year when daylight saving goes on and off. But it sure sounds like this one's actually going to take. And, you know, there's several options being tossed out, but this one's to go to permanent daylight saving time, correct? Which means here in Minnesota in the winter, we're going to have very dark mornings. You're going to be waking up and going to work, and it's still pitch black outside.
Yeah, and I worry about kids at the bus stop. It's hard enough seeing kids at the bus stop. But we'll see what happens there. But no more springing forward, falling back. Yeah, you're right. Twice a year, that gives us something else to complain about. Looks like there's a chance of 60 tomorrow, DJ, a much better chance of 60 on Sunday. And the last time we hit 60 in the metro was November 7th, 62 degrees. I think we're going to see a few days up around 60 tomorrow, next Sunday, and the following Monday. And the pattern looks pretty balmy. It looks April-like. You know, here, spring in Minnesota, it's rarely on a dimmer switch. It's on or off. It's an on or off switch, right? Mm-hmm. And you go from shoes full of slush to chirping birds and green lawns in the span of a couple of weeks.
So are you saying that, I mean, often we will get a big snowfall in mid to late March. That's not unusual at all. Are you saying that that's unlikely to happen this year, that in 2 weeks it's unlikely we're going to get 6-7 inches of snow?
It's unlikely. It's not impossible.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I think it's going to be too warm. You're right. If you look at the top 10 snowfalls for the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. three of those top 10 occurred in March. But all of those occurred in the first week of March.
Mm, okay.
Could it happen? I mean, you remember April a few years ago.
Yeah, when that's right. 2018,
Two crazy storms in a row. But at least looking out 2 weeks, I don't see it.
Okay, so then our question for folks today on our call and text line at 651-461-9226 is, how are you celebrating this early spring? Are you getting outside? I heard somebody today say they're going to get some broths or firing up the grill for the first time. But how about at the Douglas house? How are you going to ring in spring this week?
I'm going to go out and this weekend and pick up Leo's poop in the backyard. He's got a little fenced-in area.
You're a real party. Yeah.
It's a celebratory. Actually, it's a good thing. I don't mind it. I don't mind it because it means that the pattern has turned, and Yeah, I think we'll fire up the grill. I'm not sure what I want to do on Sunday, though. If it gets up to 60 degrees, maybe take the bikes out.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, I know it's kind of gritty and puddly and sloppy out there, but I don't care. I'm going to get outside. We all need to come out of hibernation, and I think you'll be greeting long-lost neighbors in the coming days.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This time of year, you're like, oh, that's right.
You still live here?
Bill lived next door. I haven't seen him in 7 months.
We thought you died. You're still alive? I'm not dead yet. And you got sap at home, right?
Oh, yes, yes. This is a very exciting time of year at the Josephson house because we tap our lonely maple in the backyard and we boil down and make maple syrup, which is a lot of fun for a little syrup, but we really enjoy it. And I tapped our trees this last Friday and it was like, what was it? Like single digits on Friday.
Yeah.
But we were going to be out of town over the weekend. I wanted to get them in. So we tapped in single digits and then it's just starting to drip a little bit of sap today. The first drops of sap are falling today. But if it's really getting up into the 60s this week, it'll likely flow pretty well.
That's crazy. If you factor the wind chill, I think it's going to feel 70, 80 wow. degrees warmer tomorrow mm-hmm. than it did Friday of last week.
Yeah, that's wild.
Crazy swings. And look, this time of year, March, you get big north-south variations in temperature, and that can spin up huge storms. I mean, we've gotten clobbered in March, but the pattern looks quiet. Big storms for the West Coast, Seattle, San Francisco, Las Vegas. But for us, kind of a mild flow, maybe a little bit of rain. But I don't see any big storms. Yeah.
Okay, we want to hear from you. Paul's picking up dog doo-doo in his yard.
Yeah.
I'm tapping maple trees and doing a bonfire tonight. How are you ringing in spring this week? 651-461-9226.
Yeah, drop us a line. What's the first thing you're going to do when it hits 60? What are you looking forward to? Or are you bummed? On some level, I know you're a snow freak. Are you bummed that it's going to be 60?
No, because there'll still be snow at the places they make snow, so I'll just go skiing while
best
it's 60.
Both worlds.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, man. All right. When we come back, you may have heard about Theranos. This was the startup company that was going to be able to tell you all kinds of things about you and your future and your health based on one little drop of blood. The company was called Theranos, and Elizabeth Holmes is the gal who's now being portrayed by Amanda Seyfried in The Dropout on Hulu. And Tim Lammers is going to tell us all about that next.
All right, can we maybe slow down? There's no one even following us.
Don't look back. Look up.
I think we're about to have some company. Stop the car.
What?
What?
Stop! Go, reverse!
Laura, this is me.
Hi! Parallel contact, babe!
Well, you know, you've always said that you wished you'd met me earlier. Here I am.
That's a clip from The Adam Project, a Netflix original movie. Ryan Reynolds, Zoe Saldana, and Tim Lammers is going to tell us all about this original flick. It looks good. And Tim, I'm curious, is this just for younger people or will adults enjoy this just as much?
Well, good afternoon, Paul. It is definitely for everybody. I love this movie. And yes, it's safe for the family, even though we have Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
you know, the thing is about Ryan, right? This guy is so incredible,
yep.
So funny, so gifted, so quick. You don't know how much he's improvising. He feels real no matter what the project is, no matter how, you know, science fiction it is. He grounds everything, you know? So, this is definitely a family movie that I think everybody will enjoy. Ryan Reynolds plays this pilot who, in 2050, they've discovered time travel. He wants to travel back to 2018 to prevent something sinister from going on. Instead, he crashes in 2022, where he encounters the 12-year-old version of himself. So it's an interesting deal. So now all of a sudden the younger version of himself teams up with the older version of himself to, get this job done before, you know, the world turns into a disastrous place to live. So, you know, you got a great cast on top of, you heard that young voice there. His name is Walker Scobell. He's a great young actor. Jennifer Garner plays his mother. Zoe Saldana plays Ryan Reynolds' love that is involved in all of this. And we also have Mark Ruffalo, who plays his father, who is actually his late father in 2022. So, yeah, it's just so much fun. It's so cleverly constructed, so entertaining. And again, the key word here is clean.
Clean, yeah. You can watch it with mom or grandma. That's good.
And you can watch it with mom or grandma, although I suspect you're going to have just as much fun watching it with your kids or grandkids. You know, it's just a lot of fun. And it's a feel-great movie for these times, you know. I love the fact that, you know, we still can get away, right? And this one, yeah, you know, obviously it has a sci-fi bend. But again, it's got real emotions within it. And yes, Paul, I even kind of teared up at the end. So, you know, it got to me. It did its job, that's for sure.
Good. I'm happy to hear. Hey, you had me at time travel. I'm a sucker for
It's fascinating. You know, it obviously has that sort of Back to the Future sort of bend going for it. You know, obviously you're going to run into some plot holes doing that. I mean, it's kind of like Terminator as well, you know, where he travels back from the future. And if you change things today, how will that change the future? And, you know, some of the stuff is ultimately nonsensical if you overthink it. Don't overthink it. Just enjoy the movie, and you'll have fun.
Go with the flow. I really
absolutely perfect way of putting it.
I want to get your thoughts on this next series, which is based on real life business scam. There are still companies out there. I know our listeners will be shocked that are trying to scam people, and this is ripped from the headlines. Here's a clip: the Hulu original series, The Dropout.
The world works in certain ways until a new great idea comes along and changes everything. What if you could test your blood in your own home? And what if it wasn't a whole vial, but just a drop? I'm going to drop out of Stanford. This machine is going to change the world.
These kids don't overthink. They don't get bogged down about the way things have always been done. They want to change things now.
Oh my, blood testing gone bad. Tim, what?
Really bad.
I hope you like this because this is definitely on my list. And
Paul, start watching it tonight. You can get the first four episodes on Hulu called The Dropout. Of course, you're right. A rip from the headlines, Elizabeth Holmes found guilty of fraud, I believe in January, and is awaiting sentencing. Amanda Seyfried, best thing I've seen her do. And this, she's an amazing actor the way it is. You know, I love her in Les Miserables. She can sing in Mamma Mia. I mean, she can do everything. And, and this is honestly, I think, one of her best roles as Elizabeth Holmes, who is, you know, you have to admit, I think her intentions were good. I mean, she's very smart. But she dropped out of college. She emulated her path after Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. She wanted to be one of these tech billionaires.
Mm-hmm. I'm too smart for college.
And one of her inventions, or the invention, I should say, is called the Edison, which was this blood testing machine where she claimed one droplet of blood will be able to tell you if you have up to 200 diseases, okay? The thing is, it never worked. There was one test that worked, and from there, she scammed her way to so many places to get so much money invested, including companies like, and this is the fourth episode that this is revealed, Walgreens. They invested over, I think, about $140 million in this to get this machine into stores, what they, you know, called wellness center areas of stores. The only reason they went to the retail with this is because they tried to go to the pharmaceuticals first, and they weren't having any of it. Right? They couldn't prove what they needed to prove to these pharmaceuticals. So let's go to Walgreens, and amazingly, these people that were the head of Walgreens and other places. Boy, this woman, master manipulator. It's just frightening how manipulative and how many people, I guess, fell under her spell. And if you notice something, Paul, if you've seen anything on Elizabeth Holmes, she usually talks with this lower voice.
What's the voice?
Been part of the whole controversy. Yeah. That is something, at least as the series claims, something she adopted, thinking that that's going to help her have more sway over people or something. Because in that clip, you heard her. She had this higher voice. And when you see specials like on 60 Minutes or ABC did this podcast on which the series is based, they've actually caught her falling out of character at times. It's just a fascinating show, Paul. It's up there with Dope Sick, which I'm pretty sure that you saw, which was about the opioid epidemic. This is also, that's on Hulu. This is on Hulu. I give this one my highest recommendation. I am absolutely enamored with this series.
Funny you should say that. This is my real voice.
Paul, you sound like a munchkin.
I've been forcing my voice to sound more like this.
You're going
to
be talking on the side of the old brick road or something.
I didn't know that the whole voice thing was an act, too. I mean, it was smoke and mirrors upon smoke and mirrors. And
oh, my God.
It's amazing. And you brought this up, the due diligence that she got as far as she did before the bubble burst. And people said, there's no there there. And
yeah, well, Walgreens, in the case, I don't want to give away too much, but they asked to see the labs, and they kept on making up excuses to see the labs and concocted these excuses and conspiracies. And, you know, people that did find out about it got fired naturally or demoted to the point where they were outside of, you know, once in the inner circle, now on the outside of it. Ruined some people's lives, no doubt about that. And, you know, a lot of people lost money, obviously defrauded. It'll be interesting to see what happens when she is sentenced, because when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars lost here, how is that ever recouped?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, definitely see it. Again, four episodes. It dropped with three episodes, and now it's on the fourth that just dropped, and the fifth one's coming out tomorrow.
A reminder.
And I can't wait to see it.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
It probably is. And again, it's just the way that people fell for this and the sway
they
held over people. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, it may hit 60 tomorrow. It should absolutely hit 60 early next week, as early as Sunday. What are you going to do? What's at the top of your list, Tim?
Well, I know one thing my wife will have me do, or the kids, or is, you know, I heard that you're going to do the same.
I'm picking up poop.
Dogs seem to make a little mess outside. Yeah. So that generally is on the top of it, because that looks really bad. But you know what? I look forward to wearing shorts again. And I don't know if it's that, you know, I'll wear shorts when we're going into winter, where it's, you know, might get down to 40 degrees. It's a little harder to walk out in shorts in the spring, but I can't wait to get back into that sort of lifestyle.
Tim, one of our listeners says, Paul, you're supposed to shoot the poop into the neighbor's yard with a hockey stick while it's still frozen. I wish I had gotten that memo last week, but that would be a lot more fun than going out there, you know. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Well,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Have to deal with it. That's one of the deals. If you have a dog, and we love our dogs, just got to deal with it.
I've been trying to train Leo to use the, you know, the commode, and I, you know, it's been 11 years now, and he's having.
Maybe Elizabeth Holmes should invent a device for them to do that, huh?
That would sell if somebody could figure that out. Yeah, doggy diapers. All right, hey Tim Lammers, thank you, my friend, and looking forward to catching up with you on Friday.
Indeed, Paul. Talk Friday.
Thank you. What are you going to do when it hits 60? What is at the top of your list? What do you have a hankering to do here the first time that you can walk outside without holding your breath? Although today, I mean, look how good 50 feels. 60 is going to feel like an epiphany, like a vacation. 651, give us a call. You can text us, but Give us a call, 651-461-9226. The news has been heavy with Ukraine and coronavirus and, you know, heavy story after heavy story. I'm relieved that it's going to feel like spring here in the days to come. A little taste of April coming up. We'll take your calls and read some of your texts, which are pretty funny. That's next. Yeah, I'm okay talking about the weather today a little bit. I've been doing it for a long time. And as much as storms kind of make us feel important, meteorologists, it gives us something to point to. People ask more questions. They tend to tune in more, obviously, when there's a big storm coming. I just don't care. I've had my fair share of storms, every shape and size, and I'm okay with the warm fronts. In fact, I am the meteorologist that brings the warm fronts, the smiles, the keggers. No, I don't bring those. But I'm okay with premature warmth. By the end of March, just so you know how unusual this is, our normal high on March 31st is 49. So, yeah, normally we don't really see consistent 50s, 60s until April. But it looks like we're going to see fairly consistent 50s through next week, and some of the long-range models hinting right through the end of March. Temperatures well above average. Few 60s, maybe a few thunderstorms. Can't rule out a snowstorm, but I don't see it looking out 2 weeks. Beyond that, anything could happen. But the odds, of course, of significant snow drop off quickly as we head into April. Not impossible, but rare. So we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call. Let us know what you're going to do. Are you excited about the warmth? Are you bummed? DJ, I don't know anybody who embraces winter more than you. And even you seem okay with this warm front. I thought you'd be indignant today.
You know, look, no, I'm okay with it. Look, it's March already. It's the middle of March already, and I'm okay with it. I will say, I mean, I'm still going to get a few times skiing, a few times snowboarding, not one more ski trip in. So I will definitely still take advantage of some snow yet this year. But I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like 42 and drizzle.
Yeah.
Because what can you do? Your backyard is just, you know, piles of melting snow and wet puddles, and it's 42. And if you go outside and you get soaked through, what can you possibly do outside when it's 42 and drizzle? So to me, I'd love to have winter for a little bit longer, but if it's going to be warm, well, sure, bring on the 60 and then go outside for a barbecue. One or the other is better. If it was low 40s for an extended period of time, that's kind of a bummer.
42 and drizzle, that's Seattle.
I know.
And people do stuff in the rain.
Yeah, that's true.
My kids lived out there for a few years. And that's what, I mean, here when it rains, people usually don't do stuff outdoors. But out there, they don't care. And it's kind of a misty, drizzly. It's not like a hard rain like we get here.
I think that's the key, is that 42 and drizzle in the morning turns to 55 and partially sunny in the afternoon when you're in Seattle. And when that happens in Minnesota, it's just still drizzly, heavy cloud cover. It's a different kind of a 42
right.
and drizzle.
You're right. All right. Some of your texts. The first 60 will be a day to take a nice short ride on my motorcycle on whatever roads are clean and free of sand. And I know now you got to navigate the potholes and all the water. The meltdown has begun. And yeah, look for motorcycles. Look for bikes out there in the coming days. Another listener, Paul, I put 30 miles on my bike today. More to come as the weather allows. Another listener says, open up some windows. Have a good air exchange. Fresh air. Yeah, imagine that. When it turns 60 degrees, the Mustang convertible comes out. Oh, man. I had a friend who had a cherry red 1965 Mustang convertible, and he let me drive it. Good car. When it hits 60, I'll celebrate by washing the car myself in the driveway. Another listener, what series did Tim say to watch? The one he wants us to watch, it's called The Dropout, and it's about this company, a real company called Theranos. where the founder believed that she could take one drop of blood and diagnose all these issues with your health based on one little drop of blood. I'm going to check it out tonight. You should, too. It's called The Dropout, and it's on Hulu. And Tim Lammers said it was amazing. We're on our way back from Florida. So glad to hear upper 50s. Thank you, Chris from Montgomery. When it hits 60, I will wax my lawnmower. Yeah, and take my new bicycle for a long ride. Good show. Thank you. Pick up dog poo? If monkeys can wear diapers, I guess you could put it on your dog. Nasty. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I should have. I should have taken out my hockey stick and, yeah. All right, next year. Let's see. Don't really like spring. It brings people out onto the streets. I might go bowling or go to a movie. Another listener says, Paul, I'm going to go skinny dipping. Okay. Good luck with that. Oh, we got a call?
Yeah, let's go to Joanne in Champlin.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm relieved that the weather is getting nice fast. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's wonderful. I will be getting the motorcycle out on Sunday. It starts.
Awesome. What are you driving? What kind of bike?
Right now I have a little Indian Scout 60 with about 27,000 miles on it, cuz I have been everywhere on that motorcycle.
Those are beautiful bikes.
And yeah.
Good for you.
But I just wanted to share with you, when I was up here in Minnesota interviewing for a position, in April of 2013, I made a snowman on my birthday, which I had never done before. Growing up in the suburbs of Chicago, we never saw snow on April 20th.
Yeah, that was it. It's still rare, yep. But it does happen. And that was an eye-opening April for everybody. But wow!
I was like, what am I getting myself into? You know. And then that winter was the winter we had, what, 90 some inches.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I love it, and I'm going to stay. I don't care how much snow we get or don't get.
Well, we get all four seasons, right? We get all four seasons. Yeah.
In a week or a day sometimes.
That's true. We get an extra serving of winter, but the summers, I don't know. My opinion, the summers are worth our winters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey,
Joanne, thank you. Safe biking. And thank you for listening.
You bet. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you out there. When we come back, some stuff that made us laugh. Next.
That applause lasted longer than Tom Brady's retirement. That's right. Yesterday, Tom Brady called off his retirement and announced that he will return next season to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's right. Basically, Brady saw gas prices and said, back to work. Here we go. That's right. Tom Brady is back. And once again, he made history as the first person to ever move to Florida and unretire. Brady's retirement lasted 40 days. In other words, he pretty much gave up football for Lent. Yeah, he was only retired for 6 weeks. His kids were like, is this something we said?
The GOAT. So what do you think of Tom Brady? Are you a big fan? Big fan? Huh? Huh? Anything you'd like to get off your chest?
No. I Tom Brady's a good football player. I wish, you know, we didn't have to talk about him every 10 minutes
in
the news cycle.
Brady.
You know, retired and not retired and moving and, you know, getting Gronk back and all that. I don't know.
He's a bit of a diva, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Certainly.
Yeah.
But I think that's the culture of the NFL right now is if you're a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, you're an A-list celebrity in this country, and you are talked about ad nauseum. And it goes back to when Brett Favre came to the Vikings, right? The helicopter and the live news coverage of Brett Favre coming back and making an appearance, and it's like, he just throws footballs on Sundays. I mean, I like footballs as well as the next guy, but do we really need to talk about these players. And look, credit to the NFL for creating a system that makes us talk about these players all stinking year long. But no, I'm tired of it. I'm done with it. Tom who?
You're done? Done slurping the Kool-Aid?
Yes, yes. How about you? Are you a big Brady fan?
You know, I admire. It's hard not to admire.
Sure.
Tom Brady. What, 7 Super Bowl rings?
Yeah, I
7?
Guess. I don't know.
23 years in the NFL. What's the average life expectancy in the NFL?
Oh, I think it's like 18 months or something.
3 years?
Max, he told us. Yeah, I think it's like
18 months?
Yeah.
Good grief. So, how can you not be impressed with what he's done? Love him or hate him, what he's done is amazing. But, yeah, should he be worshipped? No. 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 But admired? Sure.
And you got to, I mean, how much of this was scripted? How much of this plan to retire and unretire? I mean, did him and his agent and his publicist, like, write out this plan 6 months ago? On this day, I'm going to do this. And this day, we'll tweet out this. And then we'll have another picture to tweet out of.
It is amazing to me that this came after Aaron Rodgers struck his deal. He's going to make, I think he's making 60 mil this year.
Aaron who?
60 mil. Hey, he's got to eat. Come on.
Spending money.
We're going to be talking about Ukraine with Jeff McCausland and an update from Jor next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.